Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 2092, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. And if you do send one in, and you're in the U.S., we'll mail you a copy of our hardcover workbook. If you're outside of the U.S., we'll email you a PDF version. The easiest way to send in a question is to just email it to health@oldpodcast.com. And with that, let's hear today's question as we optimize your life. Today's question came via email. Pamela writes, "Hello, I'm a big fan of the podcast. My partner has been struggling to lose weight for years. I get invested and then I get frustrated when he doesn't follow through with my suggestions and tips. How can I best support him?" Thank you so much for your question, Pamela, and I'm so glad you enjoyed the show. Now, I have done this before. I'm going to reveal to you my psychic abilities. I'm willing to guess they know exactly which health behaviors they should be doing. So your partner doesn't need to be told what to do. They know exactly what they need to do to lose weight. The trick is actually performing those healthy behaviors and making them a habit. That's the problem. Again, they don't need to be told to eat more fruits and vegetables. They don't need to be told that losing weight may be a good thing for them. Instead, to borrow from the Nike slogan, they need to just do it. I'm going to quote Dr. David Sabgir, founder of the Walk with a Doc program, and someone who I heard speak at a conference a while back. He said, quote, "We don't need health information, we need health inspiration," end quote. To me, that says it all. Since it seems your advice and tips are falling on deaf ears, I would instead, if I were you, ask your partner, what inspires you? For some, they may respond with something like, "I just want you off my back about this," or "I want my doctor to stop bothering me about it, and that's what inspires me." Okay, those are valid feelings, but if they respond in that way, we may need to help them reflect a little more deeply. For example, some will say, "Well, I want to lose weight because it will probably help relieve some of the pain in my knees and back." So notice, that's a lot better. Now we're getting to the heart of their inspiration. Sometimes though, goals like these, while inspiring, can seem so far away that it leads to inaction. Or they'll start their health journey only to stop because they weren't achieving the results they had hoped for. So for example, maybe they didn't experience pain relief right away, so they figured it wasn't working. So what's the use? To prevent this from happening, here's what we can try and do. After getting the person to admit that some sort of change is necessary, like weight loss, and determining some of that inspiration, let's actually set that long-term inspirational goal aside. So why talk about their inspiration to begin with? Because it served to open the conversation. It made them less defensive. So now that we've switched gears, we're going to, instead of focusing on this end goal of, let's say, weight loss, we need to think about the habits they need to adopt that may lead to weight loss. So now we're not focusing on weight loss as the goal, but the behaviors that will lead to that weight loss. So we know regular physical activity is helpful for this. Let's use that as an example. That means a starting point could be to begin exercising and then, of course, stay with it. How do we even start? Well, that leads me to step two. And this step is borrowed from Dr. B.J. Fogg from Stanford University and his Tiny Habits model. Think about you and your partner's daily routines. I promise there's a method to my madness, bear with me. Let's say your morning routine looks like this. Alarm clock goes off abruptly at 6 a.m. every weekday. The alarm sounds, you shut it off, get out of bed, immediately head to the bathroom sink, wash faces, brush teeth. This is the morning routine. You're with me so far. So here's what we do. Starting on Monday, try this. When the alarm sounds, shut it off like you normally would, get out of bed, and instead of encouraging your partner to walk to the bathroom sink like they would normally do, have them stop and do 5 push-ups or 2 sit-ups or 7 standing squats, something that they choose. Any sort of exercise movement like these are fine. Then finish the morning routine by walking over to the sink, wash the face, brush the teeth. So did you catch what happened there? In a not so sneaky way, we added a new behavior to the routine. Getting up after the alarm clock, walking to the sink, etc. is the routine, but now we've inserted a little bit of exercise. Not only that, but we added a behavior that's quick and relatively easy to do. 5 push-ups, 2 sit-ups, 7 standing squats. No equipment needed. Oh, and I should note, all of these exercises are not necessary. Even just doing 1 push-up or 1 standing squat works just so long as it gets done. Now, you may be thinking, how is this possibly going to get my partner to lose weight? Well, here's the genius behind this approach. Again, I'm going to use my psychic abilities here. When they perform those 1 or 2 or 5 push-ups, sit-ups, or squats, or whatever, they'll probably realize, well, this doesn't feel so bad. I can just do more. They may find that doing 10 push-ups or 20 or more isn't so bad. And the other really cool thing about this method is it doesn't require much extra planning or preparation. They already have their morning habits. We just need to add one small extra behavior in between, and that's it. A new habit can get created with this type of consistency. And by incorporating exercises in this way, as part of just the normal routine, it will hopefully lead to that consistency. All right, this is all well and good for unstructured exercise. What about diet? We can apply these very same steps. Start by taking a look at your usual routines. If you want to eat more vegetables, you need to know which meals and when would be the easiest to begin with, and then insert an extra serving or 2 of vegetables in those. Knowing your normal meal patterns will help you here. Now, you may not have heard this, but I very sneakily inserted the words "you both" in my advice. That's because the last thing I want to say is that social support goes a long way to making lasting change. Sometimes your partner may not need advice, but just someone to share the experience with. So if you're able to perform those 5 sit-ups, 2 squats, or whatever at the same time in the morning as they do, that's even better. If you can have your partner help plan a menu for the week, if you shop at the supermarket together, cook and dine together, these all can help with staying on track. Losing weight and keeping it off is not easy. There will definitely be ups and downs and even plateaus. Perfection isn't required here. Consistency will make all the difference. And making 1 or 2 consistent changes can help get the process started. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Thank you again so much for listening to the show, Pamela, and thank you for taking the time to send in your question. Now, if you want to send in a question to be answered right here on the show and get a copy of our workbook, you can email one to health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want to hear your own voice on the podcast, just come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Right on that page, you can record your question straight from your computer's microphone. It's really easy. You can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 1-61-I-LOVE-OHD. That's 1-614-568-3643. Thank you so much for doing that. Answering your questions is my favorite part of the show. All right, and that's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening every day and all the way through. I hope you have a great start to your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.